The cruise giant Norwegian is suing Florida's Surgeon General over the state's ban on COVID-19 vaccine passports. Companies in Florida are not allowed to require that workers or customers be vaccinated, and Norwegian says that puts the company in a tough position as it readies its first post-pandemic cruise from Miami to the Caribbean next month. Dr. Jarbas Barbosa agrees. He is assistant director of the Pan American Health Organization. It's part of the World Health Organization.
The cruise lines, they have adopted some measures. They reduce the capacity. They ensure more strict protocols. But to get vaccinated before, I think that is the first step.
Getting vaccinated is the safest step, he says, especially if cruises are headed to a region where vaccination rates are mostly still low.
The situation in the Caribbean is very diverse. We have some countries that have reached a very good immunization coverage. Around 40-50% of their population are vaccinated. For instance, Cayman Islands, Bonaire, Aruba, Curaçao. But in other countries and islands, the vaccination is still in a very low place.
A spokesperson for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis calls Norwegian's lawsuit over his vaccine passport ban disappointing. They say the cruise line is discriminating against people who can't be vaccinated or choose to opt out for reasons of religion or conscience. Norwegian has threatened to leave Florida if the ban stays in place.